Hey everyone, I'm Pablo Pereira with a special Calabasas City News Report. We are in the lobby here at City Hall. Behind me, you see these nice folks here and this beautiful standard poodle named Reagan. Reagan's a little excited right now, and Reagan should be, because this dog is a Calabasas resident, along with Reagan's owner there, and they are just getting ready to compete in the Westminster Dog Show at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Now think about it for a second. Of all the American sporting events, only the Kentucky Derby is older than the Westminster Dog Show, but Reagan, we already know is top dog in Calabasas by default, could become best in show. All right, we're here with Pamela Francis. She is a Calabasas resident, and next to Pamela, of course, is the star. It's a standard poodle named Reagan. Tell us a little bit about Reagan. I'm not so interested in you. I'm more interested in the dog. I'm sorry to say.
I appreciate that. Well, Reagan is a 2.5-year-old standard poodle, and he is a champion. He achieved his championship as a puppy, which is we're quite proud of because it's not that easy to achieve. And Reagan's going to be attending Westminster, so he's kind of...
Well, wait a minute. Is Reagan going for fun, or is he competing?
He's going for fun because he loves to compete and have fun at the same
time. That's the way you say it, right? Yeah. Westminster Dog Show. I mean, you got to be living under a rock or something not to know about the Westminster Dog Show.
Isn't that true? Yes, it's the oldest sporting event in the country, as a matter of fact, except for the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby was established just briefly about 1 year before the Westminster Dog Show. So,
is this something you've been doing your whole life, or is this something you just decided to pick up?
No, it's not. I had a standard poodle. This is my third standard poodle. My first standard poodle was a rescue. And my second one, Nicholas, was a show quality dog. But I was at a different point in my life, and I didn't really have the time or the energy or really the interest. He was my pet, and that was that. So after he went and I got a little older, I thought it might be interesting to show a poodle. And so I took a lot of time to research the breed lines and see what was out there and what people were breeding these days. And I came up with his breed line, and he was a wonderful surprise. He championed quickly and was always the star of the show, and it was thrilling.
But I'm still a little perplexed. I mean, you know, dog shows are one thing. The Westminster Dog Show is something else. How did this come about? When do you compete now?
Well, we leave for New York on February 6th. He will be competing on Monday, the 10th, and if he wins his breed class, which whether he does or whether he doesn't really doesn't matter to me, that's when he would compete in the Best of Show, which takes place on Tuesday, the 11th.
How excited are you?
I am so excited. I'm so thrilled. I'm proud of the dog. I'm proud of his accomplishments, and that really it's an honor to take an animal to the Westminster Dog Show, to have something that is qualified and as beautiful as he is. It's a complete honor, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, the one thing we know, he's certainly top dog in Calabasas, no matter what happens at Westminster.
Thank you. I hope so. He's certainly top dog at my house, and he lets me know that every once in a while, too.
So a little bit about the work that goes into creating a champion.
Okay. With a standard poodle, as you can see, he has a lot of hair, and you're only seeing a portion of it now. As an adult, his hair is... His hair is really about this long on his back. So I take care of the hair. I wash him once a week, and I blow dry him and keep the hair. But the handler takes the dog over once he goes to the dog show, and they do all the beautiful coiffing of the hair that you see on a standard poodle, which is very stylized, and it's up high, and it's designed really to show the athleticism of the dog. And he's required to have this unusual haircut, which was designed to, when these dogs were bred, they were bred for retrieving. And all of this hair around the joint area is to protect the joints, actually, when they go into water to retrieve the fowl or whatever.
How long a session at the beauty parlor is it for this guy?
Well, for me, it's about a 4.5 to 5-hour endeavor once a week. Okay.
You don't spend that much time on yourself.
No, I don't.
Just
curious. When he goes with the handler, it really takes the handler about 3 hours to put these dogs together. They trim them, they band them, they quaff the hair up, they hairspray them, and it's quite a lengthy experience for the handler.
So first trip to Westminster, been in some other big competitions. As the owner, when you're sitting there, you don't have much control, do you?
Well, no, I don't. I hand the dog over to the handler, but sometimes I like to help. I'm kind of a hands-on girl, so.
When they're judging, you have to sit there. It's like a parent of a little league baseball player. I mean, how nervous do you get? What are you looking at? What are you saying to yourself?
You know, to be honest with you, it is so thrilling to me to see my dog going in the ring. I'm just a complete geeky smiler the entire time. And I never worry that he's going to win or not, because that's not the issue. The issue for me is I love watching him go. I just happen to be fortunate I have one who wins most of the time. So that enhances the experience, of course.
So, well, you know, what's Reagan like at home?
Spoiled. He's spoiled, but he has a regular dog's life, if you will. He lives with two kitties. He lives with a little antique elderly kitty who's 22. And he's very gentle with her, and he has another one who he sort of chases around the house a little bit. But he runs around his yard, and he plays, and he eats, and hangs out on the sofa with us. And
you think he knows he's special?
Yes, I do.
Poodles
do. They just have an air about them. I think they do know they're special. And, for example, if I say to him, you know, Reagan, table, he'll run right over to his grooming table and get on it. Because he's, for a poodle, it's a spa day every time they get on that table. Because they get groomed and primped and fawned over, and they love it.
All right, so you say being at Westminster is reward enough. But, I mean, really, how hopeful are you that this dog is going to win its class and possibly best in show?
I think it would be a wonderful thing, but I really don't hold out a lot of hope for that, to be honest with you. He goes second when he competes against the number one top dog in the country right now.
It's another poodle?
It's another poodle, a female. She has 120 best in shows. He hasn't had a best in show yet, so I...
Well, you have to dethrone the champion at some
point. Well, it would be nice. I would enjoy that very much.
Dogs carry reputations when they come.
Yes, they do. People spend a lot of time and energy to advertise them and to make sure they're in front of the public and the judges' eyes and all of these things before the competition.
What would you tell people who may consider doing something like this with their pets? Why? How much work is it? And why is it a fun thing?
It is fun. Well, the group of people in the dog show world are very passionate about what they do. And those who enjoy it do it every weekend. And there's a certain camaraderie there. And they love their pets. And it's a way to show off their pet. And that's basically why I started. And when you win, it's a lot of fun. And when you don't win, it's still fun. So it's a pretty good deal. But it's more fun when you win.
Best of luck at Best in Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right, we're here with Louis Katayama. He is the trainer, physical conditioner of Reagan here. How did you get into this?
Well, when I was much younger, just on accident, I started walking dogs because a neighbor asked me to. And then from there, it actually grew into a full business, basically. And then just by word of mouth, I got a lot of advertisement. And now I'm here walking Reagan and conditioning him, running with him, and doing my best to get him ready for the show.
Talk about the show. You're talking about the show.
Yeah.
How excited are you about this?
I'm really excited because it's the first show dog that I take care of, and to have him at such a high level and that he's doing so well and going so far is really an honor for me, and I'm really proud of him.
You didn't say the word Westminster. Is there some superstition in this?
No. No, not really.
What do you do for a show dog? Tell me what the routine is with Reagan. Why is Reagan different than other dogs?
Well, Reagan obviously needs a lot more attention, and so for that I run with him for most of the time. about 30 minutes I'll run with him with 2 5-minute break intervals. And it's really to keep his muscles going. I have to make sure that his head is up, his posture as well, which is a lot different than all the other dogs that I walk, where I just let them sniff around, do their business, and whatever they want to do. I really have to focus on keeping him in line so that he does well when he does the shows.
What do you think separates his ability from other dogs you've worked?
Well, Reagan's definitely a beautiful dog physically, and then also he carries himself very well, and also he obeys very well, and just he knows he's a show dog, and he knows what to do, so there's not that much responsibility on me. But just in general, he's like carries himself really well. He is a show dog, and I don't really know how to explain it any further.
What would it mean to you for him to win Best in Class, Best in Show at Westminster?
That'd be awesome. I'd be so proud of him, and that'd be a fantastic honor for myself and also for Reagan and the whole team.
It is a team.
Yeah, it really is a team, because, well, there's the owner, there's the dog, and there's me that keeps him in shape, and then there's the actual handler that'll bring him out during the performance, and then there are the people who groom him and take care of him and give him baths and everything. So it really is a whole team that takes care of the dog, and we're all in it together.
You have to say Reagan then is pretty happy when you have all those people paying all that attention to your dogs. Dogs notice that, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. Dogs notice attention and they like it, and Reagan's no different from any other dog.
So here we go. We're going to wish Reagan the best of luck at the Westminster Dog Show. It's the biggest show in the country, biggest show probably in the world, I think. And believe it or I'm sorry? America's favorite dog show. We're wishing Reagan best in class, best in show. You know, the Westminster Kennel Club predates the last 25 U.S. presidents. How about that? Basketball, too, the World Series. What else did you say? Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, it's got a history all its own. Reagan. Hey, Reagan. Do you have anything to say? No, not really. Okay. Reagan gave me a little kiss of good luck. We wish you the best of luck. We're out.